AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The man who shot and killed former New Orleans Saints player Will Smith after a traffic incident in April has been convicted of manslaughter. Cardell Hayes could go to prison for 40 years. Our Kevin McGill covered the trial in New Orleans.
Trump says he's leaving it up to the people being briefed, generals and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, to decide when he needs to be briefed.
You know, I'm like a smart person. I don't have to be told the same thing and the same words every single day for the next 8 years.
On Fox News Sunday, the president-elect says he will rely on the people around him.
If something should change from this point, immediately call me. I'm available on 1 minute's notice.
Trump says there will be some very fluid situations, and in those cases, he might be briefed more than once a day. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Well, that was our Ed Donahue talking about the president-elect, Donald Trump, and the situation with regard to him not getting the presidential daily briefs. He says he doesn't need them every day. Once again, snow, freezing rain could make for a messy morning commute as a winter storm in the Midwest and the Great Lakes region carries on, and the storm is pushing east. Scott Erickson missed his flight in Detroit when his plane ran off the runway because of the bad weather.
I missed my flight, so now I gotta get a car and go home, but that's okay too.
He tells WXYZ-TV he's just glad to be alive. Parts of the Midwest have 6 inches of snow and counting. Also today, the Syrian forces are, there is a story about the Islamic State militants have recaptured the ancient city of Palmyra from Syrian troops. That is the word that we're getting this morning from people on both sides of that battle. This is AP Radio News. Disney's latest continues to reign at the box office. Jamie Fryer has this story for us.
Moana! I got your back. It's Maui time!
The animated musical Moana holds at number one for the third straight weekend. It takes in nearly $19 million this weekend, bringing its worldwide total to nearly 239 mil.
I'm sorry, you're having a Christmas party tonight? It's not happening.
All right, it's canceled.
Jennifer Aniston's comedy Office Christmas Party opens in second this weekend with $17.5 million. The Harry Potter spinoff Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
And if you're a sports fan, maybe you saw it yesterday, the Giants have ended the Cowboys' 11-game winning streak with a 10-7 victory against Dallas. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.